This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Could talk a little college hoops. Our pal Chris Nockey, color analyst for Terps Basketball, joins us. And you know what, C-Knock, before you jumped on, we were just guessing Johnny Holiday's age. Mm. He's still getting it done, and according to this, he's 87?
It's amazing.
He's 114.
Are you saying he's a vampire?
He's eternal?
He's made He has made a deal with the devil. There's no question about it. Yeah, he's still getting it done, 87. Still sounds like Johnny Holiday,
you know,
still got it going. I think basketball is wheelhouse stuff for him because it's right in our laps. You know, usually we're courtside, it's phenomenal.
Naeem, he still does a good job with football as well. But yeah, we were talking about it during the break. It's like you listen to him on the broadcast, and it, like you just said, he's Johnny Holiday. It really hasn't changed.
Yeah.
You know, some people develop like that old man voice. He hasn't.
I've got it, but he doesn't.
And he doesn't need he gets around fine, like walking around.
Oh yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. He's as vibrant as he's ever been. And I think that this is, I think this is one of those things that keeps him engaged.
Yeah,
keeps
right.
Him young.
I totally agree.
You know, the fact he's getting out of the house, and what else are you going to do? Sit at home and watch Dr. Phil? So it's a great gig.
Yeah. No, I totally agree with you, 100%.
So we were talking about the lack of fans at we talked about this is probably on yesterday's show. We were talking about the lack of fans at the home games. Terps are 15-1 at home, just beat Iowa, pummeled them. They beat Rutgers, I guess that was last weekend. So I mean they've been scoring some points at home. It's an exciting team to watch because they're ranked 20 now, C-Knock, and they've got a stud who's probably going to be a first round pick in Derek Queen and some good transfers. I mean, the team's going to the tournament, obviously, but there has been a lack of fans there, especially the student section. And I know Coach Willard, K-Dub, he's talked about it. He's alluded to it. Kind of give us your thoughts on that, and do you think that that'll change here now that the story came out?
So I don't know that it'll change, Jason, but I got a couple different thoughts on it. First of all, this is not exclusively a Maryland problem.
Right.
When we travel – one of the great things about the Big Ten is that in these towns, in these college towns, every game's a big game. Mm-hmm. And, ever since we've joined, I've just marveled at, the crowds in places like Lincoln, Nebraska, and Champaign, Illinois, and, Bloomington, Indiana. The crowds are just unbelievable. And yet, on the road this year, we've seen we've seen some less than capacity crowds across the board. I think the only places where we've seen every seat sold out was at Purdue, and Purdue is kind of a special place, anyways. So I don't think it's particularly a Maryland problem. Although you gotta try and do something to turn it around. I saw where they have a promotion tomorrow night. USC is in town. There's a deal, $10 for a hot dog and a beer, And I wouldn't pay $2 for a stadium hot dog. For an experience center hot dog. But the point is, you got to try. It's good that they're trying something like that. But here's further. I just want to throw this out there. You know, somebody much closer to that age group than I suggested to me yesterday. She said, listen, you know, today's college kids are yesterday's COVID shut-ins.
Right.
And the fact of the matter is, they're not as engaged socially as a lot of the groups before them. And they're much more comfortable gaming, you know, sitting in their room, you know, and maybe that's just sort of a generational thing. But I think, you know, when I thought about it, I thought you could well be right. That could be something. One last thing, too. Because of the way these guys come and go anymore, you know, they're kind of rentals.
It's hard to build an allegiance. Yeah, I agree.
It's hard to get attached to some of these kids, yeah.
Not only that, they're not really fixtures on campus. You know, they're guys, most are taking online classes. You know, I remember a story when Mello Trimble was a freshman, people telling me he couldn't even walk across campus. He was so popular. People stopped and everybody wanted a picture, you know. And, you know, I don't know that these guys even make that walk across campus. I would if I had that kind of game and swag.
Yeah.
I'd be showing my face up everywhere.
Oh, right. Especially.
I just don't know that that's happening.
What about this, Chris? The idea that, especially at Maryland, but probably across the board at a lot of these schools, that none of us would get into Maryland today. Like, we just no chance we would get in. That you just basically, frankly, you got more nerds. You got a higher IQ person that's not as into sports like we were.
And more international kids. Because, you know, and also less Marylanders, you know.
Yeah.
So they're less engaged to the tradition, right? And so I think there's something to all of that. And I this is one of those things where it's not one thing.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of things.
It's a combination.
And,
right.
Yeah, it's a combination of all those things.
So, C-Knock, how fun has it been watching Derek Queen in this season at Maryland? Maybe his only season there. Like, I'm watching a clip that Jeff Ehrman just posted on Twitter like 10 minutes ago, and you saw this in person at Nebraska where Queen rips down a rebound, leads the fast break, puts the ball behind his back like at full speed, and then dishes to, I'm not sure who he dishes to for the basket, but like,
it's Selton McGill.
Yeah, and so an amazing play for a guy who's 6'10", to have that sort of handle to go along with his scoring prowess, his rebounding. Like, what are the chances he'll actually stay for a second year, or do you think he just bolts? Because he's probably a lottery pick, if not close to a top 10 guy.
You know, I think there's always a chance simply because you can pay these guys now.
Yeah.
And and so the alternative is, you know, you don't want that guy sitting on a G League bench ever. You know, you want to make sure he's completely ready to go. So there's always that little chance. Back to that play, he's been doing things in the last 3 or 4 weeks. And when he does it, Cakes, all I can do is laugh. Because he's making guys look like fools. You know, he does things that are just, should be impossible to do, particularly for a 6'10 kid who probably weighs, what, 255, 260?
Yeah.
And he's got tremendous feet, tremendous hands, and more than that, he's got a feel for the game that can't be taught. You know, it's a very innate sort of a thing. And I love the fact that, you know, he is now, it's funny, 5-6 weeks ago, he was the guy who was sputtering and really not playing particularly well while the guards were playing really well. Julian Reese had it going early on in the conference season. And now he...
Did we lose him? Did he hang up on us?
He lost.
There he is.
Go ahead.
Hey, buddy.
They got these five guys playing at a high level now. Now the Queen is playing at, you know, the level he's playing at.
Right.
Coach, I mean, it's kind of crazy when you start thinking about, you know, the transfer portal and like the impacts that these guys can immediately have. And the transfer portal has been huge for Coach Willard, obviously, with Gillespie coming in from Belmont and then Miguel coming in from South Florida. Rodney Rice, who I saw play in high school, I mean, he's a Dematha kid, and he was down at Virginia Tech. And I think he should have been playing a little bit more than he did before he got hurt. But he obviously figured out, all right, well, they're not buying into me, so I'm going somewhere else that they're going to buy into me, and he'll be immediately starting. So averaging almost 14 a game, Rodney Rice has been really, really good for them. And I wanted him to stay down in Blacksburg, but he didn't. It's been a huge get for K-Dub.
You know, the other thing is, you know, guys have a reputation as a, Rodney's got one as a shooter slash scorer, right? That's his rep. But one of the things that's not lost on me, his plus minus, what that plus minus is when he's on the floor is absurd. He's like plus 380 or something like that for the season. So the team runs better. He's a better playmaker than people ever gave him credit for, and a much better defender than people gave him credit for. He's just got, you know, he'll never outgrow that reputation. It's not a bad reputation to have, but he's a really well-rounded player.
Yeah,
and comes by it naturally. His dad was a hell of a player himself.
His dad was awesome.
So what's the weakness on this team?
I think the bench sometimes comes and goes. You know, I think that I don't know, JP, that you need production in terms of points from the bench, but you need production in terms of quality of play. And sometimes that comes and goes a little bit. So, you know, foul trouble would be problematic. You know, an injury or a sickness. You know, the flu has run through basically every team in America at this point. So, you know, you hope that doesn't happen. And I'm knocking on wood right here. But, you know, I think that's kind of the thing that I think that if I'm an opposing coach, I'm hoping that we can get to the Maryland bench because the starting five has been, you know, playing at a really high level.
Yeah, and they're rolling. I mean, the only game they lost really since early January was a game which they probably should have won against Ohio State.
Oh, that was annoying.
Yeah, but also, yeah, you're right. That was a terrible loss. We had rolled them, but you got to put away teams when you have a chance to put away teams. And we let Ohio State kind of hang around in that game, but didn't play well at Washington or Northwestern. We get a chance to avenge that Northwestern game, the last game of the season, but you know, all you can worry about is what's in your the front window here. We're moving forward. Every team, for the most part, has a night to forget for sure, and they're playing well at the right time right now. So that just happens to be USC tomorrow night.
That's a 8:30 tip. That's a late tip.
Yeah, and I think they're throwing a bone to USC coming west east. I guess
that's a good point.
The 8:30 tips. I mean, I love the. We had a noon tip on Super Bowl Sunday, so you know you're home at 3:30. You know you're popping ice cubes at like 4:15. You know, so it's great. It's a good situation. But these 8:30 games, you know, they're part of the deal. We play a few 9 o'clock games as well. It's just what you do.
Talking to Chris Nockey, color analyst for Terps basketball. You also do a podcast with Gary Williams and other coaches. Of course, you coached at AU. In the 90s, we played this clip of Patino going after his players at halftime. I don't know if you've seen it. Are you amazed by what he's doing this year at St. John's?
I mean, he's a Hall of Fame guy already, Hall of Fame coach. This is his sixth different school. I think that's the stat. Sixth different school he's taken to an NCAA tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So he does it time and time again. The great part about this story, did you see his son's quote?
Yeah,
no, I didn't.
Yeah, it was funny.
Richard retweeted this in his quote. Jason, you may have seen it. It said something like, PTSD from when I didn't clean my plate after dinner.
Yeah.
something to that effect, you know. Who he is. He's just a, you know, he's a little bit of a carnival barker, but he's a great basketball coach. And he takes no... takes no S from any of his guys, that's for sure.
So when you look at the Big Ten just in general, obviously Maryland's going to be there. I don't know, there might be 7 or 8 teams that get in. You know, USC at home and then Michigan State. Michigan State's obviously in. They're ranked top 15. As we kind of look forward to the Big Ten tournament, who are the teams, in your opinion, that are going to be real trouble?
I think Wisconsin's playing great. They drilled Illinois last night. Wisconsin at home has been particularly good. You know, Illinois, I think, on any given night can be pretty good because they're so dynamic offensively.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the Michigan State, Michigan guys. You know, and those two teams, interesting, down the stretch, they play each other twice. And, man, they hate each other. There's one game at Michigan, one game at Michigan State. Yeah, everybody's got 5 games to play. So I think it's... You know, those two teams, Michigan, Michigan State, us, Wisconsin, I think that's kind of your top 4 or so. And, you know, UCLA's playing really well now. They had a long January, early January. And, but, yeah, that's
tough loss last night. Lost at home to Minnesota.
Yeah, that's a bad loss. And Minnesota wins two on the West Coast. Oh. They won at USC and at UCLA. How about that? Yeah. And that keeps them out of the bottom three teams in the league do not play in Indianapolis. They don't get the invite. So Minnesota's kind of keeping themselves out of that debacle.
Oh, I had a seven-game parlay, Coach, last night, and the one game I lost was UCLA at home just to win. So I was not happy about that.
I feel like I've heard this story from you before.
Yeah, you have many times. Hey, by the way, Michigan, Dusty May is the coach, correct? He's the new coach, came in from Florida Atlanta. Yeah. What an unbelievable job he's done.
Yeah, they won the portal too. They did a great job. He brought in his big guy, Vlad Golden, who's fantastic. And they brought in some good guards. But the find is their kid, and his name escapes me, from Yale, who's kind of a point forward, big kid who handles the ball a lot, initiates the offense a lot, and they're playing those two big guys together. It's a problem, and he is a really good coach. He's got a cool way about him. It looks like the guys really like playing for him, and it'd be interesting to see what happens when Indiana throws a boatload of money at him, trying to get him all out of that job, out of that Michigan job.
Yeah.
All right, C-Knock, it's been 15 years as color analyst for the Terps now?
26.
26?
You're only shorting him by like a decade.
I don't know.
JP.
I went to the Terps website and said 15.
They need to update it.
Yeah, 26. I started Steve Blake's freshman year was my first year.
Wow.
Amazing. Doing a hell of a job, Coach. Hell of a job.
Appreciate it, man.
Doing a hell of a job.
One step ahead of the jailer, man. That's all I can do.
Yeah, totally.
All right. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it.
We'll talk to you soon,
man.
All right,
guys.
All right, buddy.
Good catching up.
Yep.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow.
I didn't know he was doing it that long.
Almost as long as the Junks. You got to beat by a few, by a little bit.
By a few, yeah.
I did put up a Junkies poll of the day based on our earlier discussion. It's brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories with zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars. In convenient variety, 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. And it's how would you like the Commanders to attack the wide receiver position? Would you rather them deal with it in free agency or in the draft? You can vote at Junks Radio. Coming up next, Derek Stevens, owner and CEO of Circus Sports, here on The Junkies.